The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show. This is the episode, the sequel to 60 Minutes of Silence.
Yeah, you guys, I'm addressing, you know, the listeners now. You guys missed a really good pre-show today.
Yeah, maybe we'll release it, you know, on a special DVD or something, but yeah, I mean, it's premium content for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my god.
Yeah, so what's up?
Oh, nothing, you know, just did you win the Powerball?
I read something that someone's conspiracy theory that it was all made up.
Wait, it was all made up?
Yeah, like nobody ever wins the lottery. The media just like chooses a fake name to report that they won.
Well, what about all those stories about people who like win the lottery and then like go broke or die or end up in jail within like 5 years?
Maybe those are also made up.
Okay, but then what's the motivation? I guess
to get people to buy lottery tickets.
I guess, but like. They're still making a lot of money, even if they pay out the jackpot.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was talking to somebody else who said, if you just bought a ticket for every possible combination of numbers, then you would make money.
Okay, that's demonstrably false.
Well, no, I mean, at least... According to, so they said it goes from 0 to 69 for each number, is that right?
I don't know, I guess.
That's what they said, and then there's 5 of them, and yeah. the order doesn't matter, like, as long as you get 5.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the Powerball number, which is like 0 to something else, maybe not 69, I think less than 69.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you just do 69 choose 5 times like 25 or whatever that number is, and then times $2 a ticket, that's still less than $1.5 billion.
Okay, but... Wait a minute. Yeah, okay, I think there's like 300 million different combinations...
It's right. Less than that, actually, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's in that ballpark.
It's but, like 20. It's like a like maybe times the Powerball. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So, you're assuming here that you're the only person playing the game.
Well, you're the only person who wins.
Right, but that's not like when the jackpot's $1.5 billion. Chances are more than one person is going to win. It's like. Three people are going to win.
Why is that? I mean, I saw that's what happened this time, but why is that true?
Just because the higher the jackpot gets, the more enticing it is. So more people play, more people buy tickets, and then you're more likely to have the same numbers as somebody else.
But it still seems like the number of people buying tickets is still way less than...
The number of combinations? Know. Yeah, but like, it doesn't... In order for it to be... You have to think about like, what are the chances that nobody has the right number?
I know, but still, like, well, how many people do you think are playing?
I don't know. How many tickets? I'm just telling you, like, when it gets up into that range, there's going to be, like, three winners. When it's a little bit less than that, there's going to be, like, two winners. So
okay. You
have to consider, let's say you're starting at $1.5 billion. Now, let's say three people are winning. That means we're down to $500 million. Now, when you take the lump sum payment instead of the stupid balloon payment, that cuts it down to like $300 million. And then you're going to have to pay taxes.
Right.
So now you're losing money on
the
these
balloon?
Tickets. Yeah, it's like where they, you know, they give you a certain amount per year, and then like they give you most of it at the end. So it's like definitely not worth it to do that.
It's like over 100 years or something.
I mean, it's like 30 years or I don't know what it is, but like you could make more money just by taking the lump sum and investing it.
Like I pretty, see. Right.
Like pretty easily.
Right. Okay.
But like,
there's
the expected value of a ticket never goes over the price of a ticket once you take into account all that stuff. Like you're going to be spent, like if you're buying all the combinations, you're spending $600 million to make something like $150 million or something.
Yeah.
But, right, like, there's also all the other prizes. Like, there's all these lesser prizes. Like, if you get all the five numbers but not the Powerball, then you win $1 million. So, like...
Oh, okay. See?
So, like, those make up... Just on those prizes alone, you get like 30% or 50% of the value back or something like that. But like it never goes up to 100%.
Right, of course, yeah. I mean, then like the main thing here is that you actually would have to physically fill out all those tickets.
Yeah.
If you got like 300 people to, you know, work on that with you, then again, you're like 100 ways, you know, it's just not worth it.
There was this thing that happened in Massachusetts a few years ago where I don't remember how it worked exactly, but the state lottery had a game called Cash Windfall. I won. Windfall. And it was like somehow somebody figured out that like
the Skyfall tie-in?
Yeah. So, like, somebody figured out that the expected value of a ticket was more than the price of a ticket. So they, like, organized this group of people to, like, go around to all these different stores and just buy, like, thousands of tickets. And they actually, like, made a lot of money before the state figured it out. I see we're doing more of the sounds of silence.
Yeah, you are. I think you would think that, like, you know, there's a guy at the lottery who, I mean, it probably doesn't take more than one guy whose job it is just to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a commonwealth in Massachusetts that a lot of stuff goes on in the government that you would think if they just had one guy to make sure that doesn't happen. But
wait, the lottery is government run?
Yeah. Isn't it?
I don't think so.
Well, who do you think runs it? Where do you think all the money is going?
To a company who's very smart.
No.
Really?
That would be gambling, and that would be illegal.
Gambling isn't illegal.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
this isn't Atlantic City.
Well, so the government is just promoting gambling?
No, it's the lottery. They're promoting funding for education.
I see. Is that really true?
Yeah. You think it's a... You thought it, like, the Maryland Lottery is a company?
Sure.
I don't think it is. Like, all the money is going to the government. But nobody's, like, making a profit.
Well, then, why am I so mad about it?
I mean, this conspiracy theory is just, like, all these other conspiracy theories that, like, if it was really true, the number of people who would have to stay quiet about it is, like, so high that highly unlikely. Like, somebody would have, like, you know, blown the whistle by now, you know.
Well, wait, what theory are you talking about here? That it's all made up?
Yeah.
I don't believe that it's all made up. Obviously, that's not true.
No, it's true. You're just telling me that it's true.
No. I'm telling you that it's made up that the money goes to the government.
Oh my God.
I think it just goes to the guy who invented the lottery. He's just really good at marketing.
Oh my God. Yeah. Why do you think it's organized by state?
Probably some regulations. You know, every state has different regulations about gambling.
Do you think that, like, the police are also run by a corporation and, like, you know, the schools and stuff?
Ugh, if only.
Uh-huh.
No, but why? I mean, that seems completely different.
No, it's just a service that's run by the government.
Do you think that, like, the Price is Right is run by the government?
No. That's not gambling, though. What? That's, like, that's a skill game.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess you don't have to pay money.
You don't pay money, yeah.
Just, like, how much is a Three Musketeers these days?
Oh, I haven't even thought about that in a long time.
I mean, at vending machine prices, it could be, like, $1.25, I bet.
I don't think I've ever seen a Three Musketeers that was, like, the whole bar.
You just see the fun-size ones?
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely... I mean, like, any... No, I mean, like, don't you ever go to a CVS?
Not really.
Oh, really?
I mean, I do. I just don't, like, hang out in the candy aisle.
It's not... You can't avoid it. It's at the, like... I guess, I mean, now they have self-checkout.
Oh. They don't have full-size Three Musketeers in the checkout.
Dude, they totally do. They totally do.
I think that's against the law here.
Right.
They just have lottery tickets.
What is this, like, nanny state? Thanks a lot, de Blasio.
It totally is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, and so I think it all just, like, goes to one guy, and he, like, buys a boat, and then that's it.
Dude, they're making billions of dollars, man. You can't just buy one boat.
It's like a super boat.
Yeah.
It's like a country boat.
Like an island or something?
Like a floating island.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sovereign state of Boltsylvania.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Does that mean you own a gun?
Maybe, I don't know. Have you heard? Have you seen this? You seen this? You heard about this?
Go on.
It's like these idiots. They declare themselves sovereign citizens, and they think that that means that, like, they don't have to ever talk to the police or, like, go to jail or anything.
This is, like, some loophole they found in the Constitution or something?
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't have to have a license plate or anything. Like, a lot of it revolves around driving, as far as I can tell. Like, getting out of speeding tickets and DUIs and stuff. It's like, I don't even need to have a license plate. They don't need to know who I am. I just need to have a block of wood that says I'm a sovereign citizen.
A block of wood? Why? Why that?
That's just...
But, I mean, doesn't that mean that, like, they shouldn't be allowed to drive on the roads anyway?
No, I don't think you understand. Driving around on the road is like a basic human right.
Oh, yeah?
I don't have the right to... You don't have the right to tell me, to ask me my name. Okay. I can ask you for your name. Have you read the Constitution? Do you know the Fourth Amendment?
Wait, is that the quartering one?
Yeah, I don't know. These people are all insane.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, according to your definition, but, you know, that doesn't apply to them.
Speaking of which, who do you like in this election?
I think I asked you this last time and you said something about somebody Wu.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, she's the president now.
Oh, my God.
Of the city council.
Your endorsement worked.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I've never had that kind of effect on the world.
Yeah, usually whoever I vote for ends up losing. Do you ever find that?
No. In fact, I find that whatever I think usually ends up coming true.
Really?
Yeah. Like, whenever I'm bored of something, usually the rest of the world gets bored of it, too.
So, why don't you get bored of, like, Donald Trump?
That's been true for a while, so...
People aren't getting bored of this guy.
Yeah, well, right.
He's a winner.
I mean, that's a good
point.
People
have never been bored of him.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Who do you think is going to win?
I don't know. I mean, whoever wins, we lose.
Oh, I heard that. Where is that from?
It's from the landmark 2006 case, Alien versus Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse, Alien v. Predator.
Right.
I might not have the year exactly right on that one. But, yeah. Dude, wait, did we already talk about Batman v. Superman and how terrible that trailer looks?
I don't think we did, but it looks so bad. It looks
okay.
Terrible.
Like, unbelievably bad.
Like, oh my god. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, neither did they. Or more like they didn't know where to end, or like middle, I guess. I don't know. The entire movie just seems like the middle. They just have way too many plot lines, but like I already know exactly what's gonna happen.
Right, like they go, they fight, and then, you know,
yeah,
they team up against Lex Luthor, right?
Right.
Somebody made the point to me yesterday, like, if Lex Luthor is in this movie, shouldn't the Joker also be in it?
Why?
Well, if it's Batman and Superman, why are they fighting only Superman's bad guy?
Well, I mean, you know, it just happened that way.
Who says? It's not fair to Batman.
I mean, he's getting played by Ben Affleck, you know? I think we can just...
He looks fat.
Do you think so?
Like, I know that Ben Affleck is not actually fat, but, like, something about the suit and like his face.
You think the suit looks fat?
The suit and his face look fat. It makes him look fat. And then, you know, it's just...
I thought we were past body shaming.
He looks like a big nerd. Like, do you bleed? You will.
I don't remember that.
It's in the trailer.
I mean, the other guy, I don't know. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Like, do you remember that part at the very beginning of the trailer where it's, like, them at a party?
Yeah.
And then Lex Luthor shows up.
Yeah, it's like,
Clark Kent?
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne? You do not want to get in a fight with this guy!
But why would Lex Luthor care who Clark Kent or even know who he is?
Yeah. Why would Clark Kent even, like, be invited to this stupid party?
I thought he was just there covering it.
Clark Kent. Bruce Wayne.
Maybe he, like, won a Pulitzer for his reporting on how Superman killed all those people in the last movie.
I never saw Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was really bad.
I'm sure it was better than this movie.
That might be true. Yeah. Yeah, I just, like, you can tell exactly what's going to happen, and you can tell that every plot point is going to take, like, 80 minutes to go through, and there's like 5 of them.
Is the movie really long?
I assume. I mean, how long is your average Supreme Court case? It drags on for weeks.
I would much rather watch a courtroom drama of Batman versus Superman.
Batman v Superman, oral argument. We gotta get stamina on this.
You see Making a Murderer?
No, I haven't. So, there goes.
Good
that.
Take, good take.
Yeah. My review. Not applicable. Stars. But yeah, and one more thing about that. Doesn't that monster thing just look so bad?
Wait, there's a monster thing?
The common... Not in Making a Murderer. In the Batman v Superman. Their common enemy.
I thought it was Lex Luthor.
Did we watch different trailers? No, I don't think so.
All I saw was they're at the stupid party, and then, Batman is in the Batmobile, and then Superman makes him crash into a gas station, and then Batman gets out, and he's all fat. And Superman, like, flies away. Batman's like, do you bleed? You will!
Yeah, I think we might have seen different trailers.
He's just, like, bad and angry the whole time. Like, why would they be mad at each other? It doesn't even make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. Well, I think they're trying to make it more philosophical, you know, in the sense that... Superman represents some kind of absolute power, and Batman doesn't like that, you know? Yeah, because he says... He has another line of dialogue that just doesn't make any sense, where Clark Kent is like, you know, something like, oh, you don't like Superman? And then Bruce Wayne's like, let's just say I have a bad experience with, like jokers in masks or something like that. Or, like, people who... clowns who wear masks or something, and... You know, something like that. It just made no sense.
Also,
because they were
able to
wear a mask.
Yeah, but there's like a scene when they're at the party, and they're like, you know, getting into some argument about Batman. And Clark Kent's like, sounds like you've got a vigilante out here taking matters into his own hands. Like, yeah, that's totally not what Superman does at all.
Right. Yeah, well, no, I mean, don't you remember that one scene in the... Oh, right, you didn't see Man of Steel. There's this part in Man of Steel where his dad advises him to just, like, let this dude die because he shouldn't use his power to help anyone.
Jor-El says that?
No, Kevin Costner, whatever. Jonathan. Jonathan Kent.
Wow. I mean, this is my other problem with Superman, is that he's just all about the American way and, you know... Like, I feel like if a cop told him to do anything, he would just do it.
Yeah, Superman is a tool of the white oppressors.
Superman probably thinks all lives matter.
Oh my god. Yeah. Did we just become extras in this movie?
Wait, no, we all hate Superman. We're not like, I don't know. Oh. I thought the extras would have to fight each other.
Yeah. Okay, but did you see the trailer that you saw? Was there Wonder Woman in there?
No, there's Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
How many people are in this movie?
This is what I'm saying.
So we get Wonder Woman too, and the only that what there's a monster? It's Lex Luthor and a monster?
No, I think he like clones. Okay, again, you didn't see Man of Steel. There's the villain from Man of Steel, General Zod, who was a Kryptonian, and Superman kills him. Spoiler. And then I think in this one,
Batman would Lex never Luthor, do that.
Oh no, yeah, because he is not super powerful, so he could not physically kill that guy.
But he never kills anybody, except for all the people that he allows to die.
Right. That's a totally different thing. I think he like tries to clone this dude. Lex Luthor tries to clone this dude, like he finds his dead body, and then it like becomes a monster instead. But then I was reading about the comic book story for this monster thing. It's called Doomsday. And his background is that what?
It's not a name.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, listen, just hold your disbelief for what I'm about to tell you. So he was like some scientist, like took some animal or something and just like sent it onto this planet. I think it was like ancient Krypton, which used to be like really crazy, like really violent. And inhospitable. Right. This is what scientists work on. And then it like the thing died and cloned it and then did it again. And over time it like evolved, you know, and became, you know, to survive like any environment because it just, you know, through dying so many times and being cloned again. I mean, this is just like backwards natural selection. This is just like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, okay, all comic books are kind of dumb, but like, that's pretty bad.
So it's all in the, that's all in the movie?
I don't think so. I think in this one they just clone this guy and instead it becomes some kind of monster. Huh. Yeah, that's what I am inferring from the trailer.
Wow. You got a lot out of that trailer. I didn't see it.
I think you must have seen a different one.
I can't do the voice.
Yeah, you sound like Bane. You know?
Bane's more of like a I can't do Bane either, but it's more like you know. What is the thing that Bane says? That would be very bad for you.
That's pretty good. And that is totally something he would say. We were just talking about that movie recently. Do you remember any... This dude at work, he kept saying, like... He was like, that movie, like, the first half and the second half were just completely different. I was like, what happened in the first half? I don't remember anything.
He blew up the football stadium. He, like, crashed that plane and stuff.
Okay, the plane, that was, like, the first scene. The football stadium, I remember that. And then, like, all the cops went into the subway or just underground. I think that was, like, the midpoint. But then this guy was saying, like, there's a whole thing where they, like, robbed a bank.
They robbed Wall Street.
Yeah, okay.
And then Batman, so, like, that's what, like, drew Batman out of hiding.
Because he loves Wall Street.
Well, that's where all his money is.
Right. Yeah. And then so this, we found the YouTube clip.
When Gotham is in ashes, then you have my permission to die.
I don't know.
That's, I don't remember that.
I think, but I did the intonation.
I mean, I don't know what kind of cool sound effect you're applying to get that muffle tone, but that's pretty good, you know. I should look over to my left to see what you're doing, but anyway. Maybe it's post-production. But yeah, anyway, so like we found the clip where he's messing with the stock exchange. And like, I don't know if you remember this, he like somehow mobilized all the like kind of like peon people who work there, like the shoeshine guy or like the bike messenger guy.
This movie was all about like the 99% and like Occupy Gotham, right? So like all the blue collar people were like on his side or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then, so then I was reading, so first of all, yeah, they like shoot up a bunch of people or, you know, whatever. And then there's this one part where like, I guess he rode in on a motorcycle, Bane, and then he had like, just like given his, he had just like taken his helmet and like shoved it in some dude's hands. And then after they're done like blowing everything up or like hacking into something, they're leaving. And then he just like takes a helmet back from the guy and is like, thank you. And like walks away. And then some comment
was,
thanks. And then some commenter on the YouTube clip was like, oh, the way he says thank you, that just kills me every time. Like, what?
And then like Catwoman's on the motorcycle, right? Is that right?
That was at the end, right?
I don't know.
That's when like Bruce is like, what, dying? Oh no,
Catwoman comes and like saves him or something, but she's like bad before.
Oh, because the other girl, the other woman, had betrayed.
She was Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Right. Twist. Yeah. But then Catwoman still saved him. But anyway, another comment on that clip was something like, well, people kept being like, if only this would happen in real life, like those damn Wall Street people, like they're, you know, I know people are retarded, but again, these are YouTube comments.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, wait, are you really saying a terrorist to come into the New York to shoot a bunch of people? And then some dude goes, he's like, but you know, you're forgetting that the real terrorists are the Jews or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
going pretty well.
Yeah, like, you know, you can see that in the movie. And then this guy responds, I think that in making this movie, Christopher Nolan did not set out to attract racists.
Wrong.
Yeah.
That's from the good Superman movie.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good one.
You should go on and then, Reddit if you want to see some good opinions like that.
I really do not. Yeah. My last favorite comment was, you can tell I spent a lot of time reading the comments on this video. Some dude was like, I guess there's one part where, yeah, like some bike messenger is, you know, somehow joining in. And someone was like, I like to think that bike messenger wasn't involved at all with Bane's plan and just like, you know, coincidentally flipped out at the last minute at those Wall Street traders and their harsh demands, like, because in line, I guess, where he's like, sandwich on rye, or like, he brings someone a sandwich and the dude's like, I told you to, you know, do it on rye, whatever. And then, like, you know, those harsh demands. And then someone responds to that comment, but I don't feel like having the sandwich on rye is really a harsh demand.
The discourse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My favorite YouTube comment is the one where somebody just like it'll be like a little, you know, 10-second clip or something, and then someone just like types out the entirety of it. Like my favorite part was, and then types out the whole thing.
Yeah, that was a good part. But anyway.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Well, that was the Batman corner.
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
All right. See you after the break.
Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely.
You're gonna go to war. This may be the only thing I do that matters.
The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. Son of Krypton versus Bat of Gotham.
Stay down! If I wanted it, you'd be dead already.
It's time you learn what it means to be a man.
Batman vs Superman, A Origem da Justiça, 24 de março nos cinemas.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah! Popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show.
Alright. We're back from the break. I was just wondering.
Hello.
Yeah, we were just wondering what the listeners think we look like.
Yeah!
All those people out there listening who have never seen us before.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, you spend all your time in the booth recording, you know. We into each other's eyes the whole time. We got a pretty good view of what at least that part of each other's faces look like. But, you know, who knows what you guys out there... You probably have an entirely different picture.
Yeah, so call in. You didn't get the number yet, did you?
Okay, but call in anyway. Well, no, I was saying we should have a drawing contest. People should send
in
a drawing.
Fax in your submissions. That's what I was asking you about the number for.
Okay, right. Yeah, well, we'll get that number set up soon. And, and then just, you know, do your best, you know, any medium, whatever you like.
Write a long form description on the website, Medium.
Okay, yeah, what is that website? It's just, like, for anyone to write something? Is that?
Yeah, I don't really get it, because, like, there's no ads. Or, like,
They're
just all blocked or something on my ad blocker. But, like, I mean, it's probably one of those things where they're like, oh, we'll monetize it later.
I mean, how do you know which ones are good?
I don't know. They're just, whichever ones are being shared in the social space.
Whichever
users are engaging with.
Trending.
I don't think you ever go to, like, medium.com. You just, like, you'll be on Twitter or something, and somebody's like, here, read this post that I wrote. Or, like, you know, oh, Barack Obama posted the text of the State of the Union on Medium.
He did it himself.
Yeah. He's all, I mean, he's, you know, folks want to pop off and have questions, but Barack is down with the computers.
He totally, I mean, yeah, I mean, you saw him on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Okay, let's talk about that show. I feel like Jerry has been, like, very problematic lately towards disabled people.
Really? Okay, I haven't noticed that. I think I'm up to date, so.
I'm not all the way up to date, but, like, I watched, like, the second and third episodes, and there's, like, one of them they're just talking about just making fun of some guy in a wheelchair who killed himself.
Oh, but that was funny.
Yeah, that
I
was
agree with him.
But then in the next episode, they're going on about, I don't know, he said something offensive.
Oh, it was like about celebrate the disabled or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Disability?
Yeah, he was like, I can't walk, yay, or something like that.
Yeah, like shortest. Okay, but, I mean, you have to admit that that sign, celebrate disability, is kind of inherently funny.
No. I guess. I don't know. I think it's bad. I think he's bad.
I mean, he does, you know, like the part that I thought was stupidest from him in that episode is where he's like, he's like, why, whenever they, like an athlete or something, whenever they have him on camera, it's always like, hi, mom. Why not hi, dad? You know? Do you remember?
I don't think I saw that one.
No, it's the same one, as same episode as the disability one.
Nope, I don't think I saw that one.
Maybe I'll keep going and you'll remember what I'm talking about. He's like, you know, dad's the one who, like, took you to practice. You know, dad's
the one who said all kinds of, like, heteronormative shit in that episode. He kept talking about how, like, you know, oh, dad's going out and doing all the work. Like, you know, it's so easy to be a mom. Like, dad's just going out and doing all the work, and then he's got to come home and do all the work at home, too. And, like, come on, Jerry. What is this, 1950? Like, come on, what are we doing here?
Well, yeah, and I mean, obviously, you know, I guess if you're really rich, you know, your wife doesn't have to do that much work in, like, the mom sense, you know?
Okay, but, like, if you're, but, like, even in that sense, there's no reason why, like, the mom couldn't be the one who's doing all the work.
Sure. I mean, he's just going by his own experience, obviously.
Yeah, but he's way off. You're way off.
And, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, you're way off. That's how you end your episode, right?
He's like, Vandalay? No, you're way off. Way off.
What was the context of that?
It's when George was at the unemployment office and then he sold the person to call his boss at Vandalay Industries and he gave him Jerry's number.
Oh.
He, like, runs home to Jerry's apartment and is like, okay, you know, Jerry, if you get a call from the unemployment office, you have to say Vandalay Industries, right? And then, like, you know, Jerry gets a call and he's like, Vandalay Industries, and Elaine's like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, never mind. So then, like, he steps out and then Kramer's in there and then George is in the bathroom. Kramer answers the phone and is like, Vandalay? What? George's like, Vandalay, say Vandalay! It's like, no, you're way off. No. And then George is like on the floor with his pants around his ankles.
Oh, yeah. And you want to be my importer exporter.
You want to be my latex salesman.
Latex salesman, yes, that's the line. Sorry.
George's like, how did you know that's who they wanted?
The other one I'm thinking of is, like, I don't even remember the specific circumstances, but George is, like, calling Jerry in a panic. He's like, Jerry, you gotta have something. And who is that? Well, okay. But we can agree that the Barack Obama episode was amazing. And
it was
that
guy
is just awesome. He's so cool.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome.
He's
pretty good. He's definitely a pretty good president.
How did he... I don't even get how a person like that is president.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, just doesn't seem like a job that attracts people like that. You know, cool people.
Yeah. Anyway, we got off track here. What were we talking about? Celebrating diversity. Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. All right, so I don't want to turn this into like maybe we should take a break and then do our last segment.
All right. We'll be back with some hard-hitting, not journalism, but something.
All right.
You gotta get around to the chat. my god. I'm braced.
You're braced?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm not trying to turn this into, like, you know, speaking of problematic. Not trying to turn this into a show where we're just, like, making fun of people's sexuality all the time.
Wait, are we doing that so far?
I feel like there was a lot of kink shaming when we were talking about furries the other day.
Oh, okay. But did we get mail about that?
But along those lines, I want to talk about... I don't know what the word is. Kingdom? Kinship? Kins? You know what I'm talking about?
Just that word on its own? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like... If you... I think it's more of a gender thing, maybe, than sexuality. Or I don't know what all the differences are. But, like, instead of, like, I identify as male, or, like, I identify as female, it's like, I identify as a cat.
What? But that seems like a completely different axis.
It's like that person would be called Catkin.
But like, there are male and female cats, unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I obviously don't understand it very well, but like...
Okay, great. You're the perfect person to talk about it with.
My question is, like, that can't be a real thing, right? Like...
Oh. I see, okay.
But there's all these people on the internet talking about how, like, oh, I'm a deer, and I'm a dog, or whatever. Like, I don't know. But, like...
Well, I mean, I think you might just be on the internet too much.
Yeah, that's probably definitely it.
And B, a couple minutes ago... You expressed some regret about the tone of a previous episode.
Well, that's... You knew there was a butt coming, right? Like,
oh, I see.
It was like, you know, I don't want to be problematic, but... Not to be racist, but...
Got it. Okay. Right. Well, yeah, sure. That sounds dumb. I mean, I don't... Like...
You obviously have less information about this than I do.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're less ignorant, and you're not gonna, maybe you'll be more accepting if you meet a friggin' foxkin in real life.
I mean, yeah, the one piece of information I've learned about this thing now is that it's dumb, so yes, I'm less ignorant. I really have never heard of that. I mean, like, what does that mean in practice?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just think cool. It means that they deserve our respect and understanding.
Or understanding?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, you know... Here comes some privilege, but I don't really usually just like go around asking for understanding, but maybe I don't. That's because I don't have to.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I guess I'm, you know.
What's the deal?
Well, in the spirit of inclusivity, I too will identify as a humankin.
Right. I guess.
You know, I'll come out.
I don't know. Anyone out there knows about this, call the friggin', you know, hotline.
Yeah. Just punch in those numbers. I mean, I don't know if your paws can hit the, but, you know, do your best.
What if you don't have, what if it's, you know, speech to type or whatever. TTL. What is it? TTY.
I don't think cats know how to talk.
Yeah, that's something else, isn't it? That's TTY is for blind people. What do you call the phone for people who don't have fingers?
This sounds like the setup to a joke.
If only, then it would be funny.
Is that a thing? Like voice controlled? Speech activated? Talk to text? Talk to...
Anyway, you have all the answers, right? You have all the answers about the election?
But I can't get them out yet.
Oh my god.
I mean, I did some polls.
Okay, what does the poll say?
You know, one's leading. Yeah.
All right.
That kind of stuff.
Fair enough.
I think last time I checked, Iowa leads New Hampshire points in the state size.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Iowa's definitely, I don't know. I never thought about New Hampshire.
They're a pretty big point. So anyway,
give me your top five and bottom five states.
Okay, yeah, my question was, should I alternate?
Oh god, that's going to be confusing.
All right, I'll go inside out. So, fifth from the bottom.
Yeah. 46.
Yeah. Gotta go, we're talking bottom five, yeah, I'm talking 46. Gotta go, what's that one over there? I guess Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then...
Is that just because of Walmart, or...?
Now that you mention it, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. Strong 46 there. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, there's a park there where you can, like, go and look for diamonds in the ground.
I mean, technically, you could do that at any park.
I'm just saying. Supposedly, like, after it rains, you can just find diamonds lying around.
Why after it rains?
I don't know, some theological reason.
Is this, like, an alternate dimension where it rains diamonds?
No, it's like D.B. Cooper buried the diamonds there. No, I don't know.
are you trying to bump that out of the 46?
No, I'm just saying, these are my facts.
All right, one fact about Arkansas. All right, now let's do your number five.
Oh god, wait, I have to start with number one.
You don't have to.
Well, I'm going to have to do it silently so I can try to remember what the order was.
All right. Let's let Vince... So far, none of these are states.
I think five, I had maybe Florida...
Oh no, man,
New York. Maybe I don't remember now.
Well, I mean, how come you get to remember, but I have to think about this right now?
I asked you first.
Okay. Great point. All right. So now we're moving back to. So we got a tie for Florida and New York from Vince.
Oh, we don't have time for this shit, man.
Alright, moving on to my number, let's say, my number five. That will be, gotta go Puerto Rico.
It's not a state.
I beg to differ.
Fine.
Fine. Yeah, great. Okay, now you, number 46.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, great. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's just hit your fast forward button there, everybody, on your iPods or whatever. So,
people still have iPods?
Dude, I don't know. We were looking at this. Can you believe we're still talking about iPods 90 minutes later? Dude, this is the longest iPod conversation.
It's so irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, you remember those commercials they used to have?
Yeah.
You don't see those anymore.
Yeah.
But I think they do still have them. They're just like iPhones without...
Yeah, but like nobody's doing that.
I don't know. Do they make like the tiny ones anymore?
Probably. Maybe that's like, something you would get like a child.
Burn on children there.
What,
in the
it
iPod
is.
Nano or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that was like, you had one of those, the shuffle, right?
Oh yeah, I had that.
It was just like, you know how people like not being able to choose what to listen to?
Oh my god, whatever. It was so affordable.
Yeah.
It was the size of a stick of gum.
Well, a little thicker, maybe.
Yeah, a few sticks of gum together.
And it smelled the same.
And it held, like, you know, I don't know, it's 150 like songs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it was a lot at the time.
That's enough for a playlist.
I had a whole shuffle playlist going.
Yeah.
You could go, like, most people didn't understand because of the name. You could actually listen to the songs in order.
But you don't know what the order is.
Well, you just make them alphabetical.
See? I see. Okay. But what if it takes you, like, 40 seconds to remember what the name of a song is, you know?
No, alphabetical by artist.
Or artist.
Everybody knows the artist. Whatever.
What if...
Who doesn't have 40 seconds? How long does it take to change a CD?
Yeah, but what... What if I'm trying to get to a certain one, but I have to spend 40 seconds on each of the previous ones to see if I've gotten there yet?
You don't recognize a song within the first 40 seconds?
Yeah, some of them, you know, a lot of sampling these days, you know, remix culture.
You'd be bad in that game show.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
The one where you, like, you know... They play,
Pyramid.
What is it? Guess that song. I don't know.
The Newlywed. You're thinking of Name That Tune.
Yeah.
Although in this case, I think you're thinking of Name That Game Show, but...
No, guess this.
Yeah, guess the song.
Guess my song.
Guess... what's that song again? Huh? What is that? You ever played that one? Yeah, would I be? If they only played songs that I've heard like 100 times, I bet I would be okay at it.
Your favorite radio station doesn't play songs.
What is that?
That's the ad for WTOP.
Oh, well, I mean, they're assuming. Why would you advertise to people who's already, it's their favorite station?
Your favorite radio station doesn't play songs. They're telling you. This is your favorite station, though.
I guess that works.
Do people even listen to MP3s at all?
As opposed to, oh, you mean streaming?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an MP3 somewhere.
It could be a...
Could be a H.264 or whatever.
What's the...
FLAC.
Yeah, what's the, like, in the iTunes file format is...
Oh, I don't know. I never used iTunes.
M4A.
Oh, yeah, right. But that's kind of... No, what is that? That's like a evolution of MP3, right?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. How about this new H.265?
Is that really?
Whatever. whatever it is. It's, you can watch, you can get, like, videos, and it's like, the compression is so good.
They must have used Inside Out or Middle Out.
Yeah, Middle Out. Yeah, it's all Middle Out. So, like, you can get, like, a, you know, a 720p hour, an hour of 720p video and, like, 200 megabyte, 200,
wow.
Saying? Yeah, 200 megabytes.
I'd definitely torrent that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, Darknet. Mr. Robot.
CSI Cyber.
Yeah.
Somebody injected malicious code into the dark web.
Oh. That's the homeland of malicious code. That's the motherland. Yeah, anyway. So, I think we're done talking about file formats, or you got more on that topic?
Remember when everyone who had the original iPod was being all elitist about the iPod Mini?
Dude, the... Every Apple product, it's, you know, everyone was being all elitist about it.
The iPod is for people who like music.
Mm.
The iPod Mini is for people who like iPods.
Wait, what? Why?
Because it's like a fashion statement. Look at all those colors.
Wait, do you think they would... Did they invent like a 500 iPod changer?
What?
For people who like iPods.
Yeah, well, you gotta get the rose gold. You have the rose gold iPhone.
The 6? Is it 6?
6S.
Yeah, 6S.
6D.
Wait, did they purposely call that to make it sound like success?
No, I think it's supposed to.
Or is it sixes?
It's supposed
Dude, you read that wrong. It's just sixes.
It's supposed to remind you of the Galaxy S6.
Wait, okay, have you seen that one, the Edge?
Yeah, is that just like the 6 Plus or whatever?
It's Galaxy S6 Edge or something.
Okay.
It's so stupid.
What's wrong with it?
The screen, this is so stupid, you're not going to be able to picture it from my description. The screen just like curves onto the edge of the phone.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that seems like it would break really easily.
Yeah, and like be really hard to read and use. Right?
No, I don't know.
Like, how are you supposed to read anything that goes onto the edge? You like
tilting
your phone. I don't think
the screen actually goes onto
the edge. It does. It totally does.
What phone do you have?
I don't know, like a Moto X.
Oh, one. God, you can't talk about anything, then.
What? You mean because I don't have talk-to-speech or whatever?
Motorola hasn't made a good phone since they had those, like, drug dealer phones with the two-way on it.
The burner phone?
No, it wasn't a burner phone, but, like, you know, the Nextel phone.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite
one used to have one.
Wow, cool reference.
That's how you know she was a drug dealer.
You mean besides the fact that she just, like, flies around the globe dealing drugs? No, firing people, right?
What are you talking about?
Isn't that what she does now?
Oh, like she's some kind of a consultant?
I think she's, like, up in the air.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right. No, that's Montas. No, he's just on vacation all the time.
Yeah. He's like Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yeah. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
He's like a less friendly Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. He's like a pissier Gordon Ramsay.
Then one of those, I watched, you know, he used to have that show Kitchen Nightmares.
Sure, yeah.
And one of the restaurants that was on that show was in the neighborhood that I used to live in.
Oh.
And, like, so we watched the episode. It was actually a double episode.
Nice.
And then we started seeing the people from the show around the neighborhood all the time.
Wait, in that order?
Well, I mean, we probably saw them before, but we didn't recognize them until we saw the show.
Oh, I thought you meant the like, camera crew.
No, like, the people who work at the restaurant.
Right, okay.
They're just like they are in the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I heard that, you know, reality TV is all acting.
Nope. Totally real.
Wow. That's cool. Did you go to the restaurant?
No, I'm pretty sure it sucks. The show convinced me not to go there.
Yeah, right. I mean, seriously.
And it's also never busy, which, like, every restaurant over there is busy all the time.
Yeah, it's like the...
But I guess their parents own the restaurant down the street, so, like, they're probably just, like, propping it up or something.
Oh, I see. I mean, they should start, like, some kind of, you know, promotion system.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. So anyway, obviously the best ringtone from that older generation of phones was the Nokia one.
Yeah, that one was good.
Nothing else even came close.
No, the AT&T tone was good.
You'll have to remind me.
It's like...
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, this Guess is also known as the singular tone, I think.
No, that one sucks.
It's like... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I hate that one. That one's terrible.
That one's awesome.
Ugh.
What was the Nokia one?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Singular one's better than that.
No way.
Yeah.
I hate that singular one. I used to have singular.
Nobody has a ringtone anymore.
I know, right?
What do you have? What's your carrier?
Carrier?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Whatever, I don't know. I have AT&T, if that helps anyone fish me.
That's still singular.
I mean, they merged. AT&T is the new singular, or singular is the new AT&T.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has said the word singular since, like, 2008, dude.
Well, maybe, like, the actual word singular, not singular with a C.
It's pronounced slightly differently.
Their logo was a... Like an X, a guy in the shape of an X for some reason.
You're saying it should have been a C?
I never really thought about that.
Anyway. I mean, the logo for... I was just about to say, the logo for Giant isn't in the shape of a... But, yeah.
The logo for Giant is, like, a stupid, like, fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of the old one.
After they got bought by Royal A-Hole...
What's it called? It's like, what's the name of it?
Royal A-Hole.
I don't think they were bought by a company named Royal A-Hole.
No, Royal A-Hold.
What? A-Hold?
Yeah. Royal what? A-Hole.
I don't believe you. I thought it was like Stop and Shop.
No. Royal A-Hold owns Giant and Stop and Shop. And then they changed their logos to be the same.
And made everyone get yellow aprons.
Yeah.
Or yellow
Stop and
shirts,
Shop
I guess.
Used to have a logo that was like a traffic light.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It should have been like in a shopping cart.
It was like a traffic light that only had red and green. And then next to it, in red and green text, it said Stop and Shop.
Maybe like it
just been black text, I don't know.
It just didn't have a middle light or it was dark?
I think it just didn't have a middle
light. It was just two lights.
I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
That's kind of confusing.
It's beside the point.
Just like the text is beside the stoplight. If you think about it.
Ringtones? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have Cellular One. And And, yeah. Thinking about switching carriers and getting a new phone.
To what?
Or keeping the same carrier and getting a new phone. I don't know. Have you ever bought a phone online? Like a used phone?
No, I haven't.
I wonder if it's worth it.
Yeah, could be.
You have Altel?
No. How come phones stopped letting you choose any song to be your ringtone?
What? Since when?
I feel like they don't let you do that anymore.
I'm sure you can do that. Hold on. Do you just not have any MP3s on your phone?
I have a few.
Let me see.
I mean, they're all in Google Play.
Oh, so then you don't have them. Are they on your phone or not?
I mean, you know, obviously it doesn't, it caches them.
Oh, wow, guess what song is up right now on my phone? I swear to God, I didn't even do this.
Does it start with an A?
No.
Does the artist start with an A?
No.
Okay. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
No, dude, it's Take It Easy by Eagles.
Oh, too soon.
Okay, I have the option to set as phone ringtone, caller ringtone, or alarm tone.
Okay, I guess you have more advanced technology than I do.
But I still have the S3, so you know, maybe that's too old.
Yeah, more like sucks 3. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I might have to get that 6 Edge.
Oh my god, it's so stupid. And then like, so like, someone showed me you can press a button or something, and then like the time and date, or like maybe weather.
You like wave your hand over the, yeah. No, Samsung?
Whatever.
Samsung?
It'll show up on the edge. Like those things will show up on the edge. So if you're like looking at your phone sideways.
Samsung does this thing where they do all the gimmicks that they can possibly think of.
Right.
And then whichever ones stick, they use those. And then, like, when it shows up on the iPhone 2 years later, they can say, like, oh, we had it first. But, like, you also had all this terrible shit that no one used.
Right. Yeah. And, like, probably didn't even do that. The one that did work very well until the iPhone did it. But, I mean, that's exactly why I have a Motorola phone instead of stupid Samsung phone.
Stop it. Don't even because say the word Motorola to me.
Because it was the least annoying one.
This is a bad opinion.
Whatever. Well, is that it for today?
Do you have a phone or a modem? Do you have a phone or a...
Go ahead.
Do you have a phone or a pager?
Lay it on. I used to have a pager.
Are you Dennis Duffy? Yeah, Amanda does not like that actor.
Like that actor, or the
like
characters?
He's on those Allstate commercials or whatever.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, this guy's so annoying."
What? No, he's hilarious.
I know.
Yeah, I love those Allstate commercials. Although, has he been in them still?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you disappointed that they didn't decide to call it Super Bowl?
Yeah, I am.
Me too.
Well, you know, it's just the dumbing down of America.
Totally. The one application they had for Roman numerals. Do you think they'll put it back, like, maybe at Super Bowl 60?
I think that anyone who changes a numbering scheme from Roman numerals...
Arabic?
I think that I did this on the podcast page of obscureporn.com. But then.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe I just did Roman numerals the whole time. But then also, I know that I haven't updated it at all in like a year. So. If they just like you know, forgot to announce the Super Bowl, then that would be good.
That that would be the equivalent.
Or, like, and it would be, like, if they announced it, but they just, like, didn't put the listing in the TV guide. People would
the
still
TV
know.
The TV guide?
People would still know it was there.
Yeah. Well, it would be, like, they didn't put it on, like, NFL.com. Or, like, I don't know, the official record book or something.
Yeah.
Did you know that we're very gradually approaching both episode 100 and 10th anniversary episode?
Oh my god.
I know, right?
Wait, this is still season, what is it, season 3 or season 4? What season
four,
are we in?
4. 4.
It took us 10 years to do 4 seasons? Fuck. When's the 10th anniversary?
Like June 2017 or something like that.
Holy nice. Shit.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is
dude.
Bad.
Why is it bad?
You should have been canceled a long time ago.
Dude, new economy. You know, things don't get canceled anymore. Streaming.
Did you see the trailer for the...
Live Plus 7. Sorry, go ahead.
For the CBS show called Rush Hour?
No.
It's a TV version of the movie Rush Hour.
Really?
But without Chris Tucker or Jackie Chan. It's like a knockoff Chris Tucker who's really bad.
Oh my god.
The trailer is so bad that they took it down from YouTube.
Wow.
Like, I think the show got canceled after having the trailer online for like 12 hours.
Wow, canceled after 0 episodes. That's pretty bad. I mean, I guess it, you know, that didn't have to be bad. There's way worse ideas, I would say. But, there you go. Are you going to start a cancellation campaign for us?
I bet you are.
Me? Yeah, I mean, we're pretty problematic.
Yeah, dude. We're definitely not rich or famous enough or successful enough to be that problematic.
Oh my god. Can you imagine if Tumblr got a hold of this? Can you? Yeah, you're gonna get tumbled, and it'll be if you're lucky, it'll be low heat.
What's the deal with that? What heat setting should I use?
Well, it depends how dry you want your stuff to get. So, like,
what does that mean? Dry. I always want it to be dry.
Right. Well, okay, so that's usually the question I ask myself. Do I want my clothes to still be a little bit damp when I wear them? Usually the answer is no, but you never know.
But, like, if you do a lower heat, you can put it in for a longer time.
Well, but that usually costs more.
So I should always do the highest heat.
But that can be damaging to the clothes.
How?
They can get too hot and catch on fire and explode.
Well, I don't want that. But like, okay, my dryer, it says colors medium heat, whites high heat.
Okay.
So I usually just do everything on medium heat.
Yeah, me too.
I guess that's the right thing.
Good compromise.
But then it has like a separate timer for the whites, and I just put it on I've been putting it on the white timer.
Mm-hmm.
The color timer, they don't get dry.
Yeah, I mean, I would say definitely just like adjust the settings so that things get dry.
Well, this has been Watching Clothes Dry with Ben and Vince.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right? Okay, fine. You know, call in if you have better suggestions. You think you're so smart. Know how to dry your clothes. I mean, some of them I just hang up. trapped on a rack.
Your house is gonna get too moist.
Maybe I want a moist house. That sounds like either a like PBS drama or like a reality show.
Sounds like a some sort of a alternate White House.
Why?
You've gone from the White House to the Moist House. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe work on that.
We'll workshop that one.
we'll get a trailer out for that. Moist House. Well, yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Just go record this onto your iPad Shuffle and just have this track 150 times and then leave it in your pants pocket and put it in the dryer on medium heat.
I wonder if this show would even fit on the iPod Shuffle.
This would even fit. Not so fat like your...
I think it would, right? It's like... Yeah, it would.
Are you recording this in, like, super high quality?
Well, I usually compress it down to, like, pretty shitty quality, because, like...
That's the right thing to do.
Maybe I should be using H.265 or whatever.
Could be, yeah.
Mill out.
Maybe we should get...
Is that show going to be on soon?
I hope so. It's so good.
Yeah. Okay.
What? All right. The countdown begins to episode 100.
Okay, what is this 95 or 94?
I think 94. Okay. So, yeah.
Wow.
Start thinking about it.
Holy shit. So should we try to time it so that they're the same?
I think if anything, we'll have to rush to make them the same.
How many more do we have to do? 6 in like 5 months?
Yeah, that's, no, like a year and a half.
Oh.
Or like a year and 5 months.
Oh, it's next year.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I still think,
Please.
Okay. Well, did we think of an ending for this show yet?
I already am.
Okay. See you next time.